value of action. Human beings must keep pace with the march of time. If they are to survive in the struggle for existence, mere acquisition of knowledge would not suffice. Knowledge comes from the past. It has to be translated currently into action. Thoughts and ideas must be transformed into deeds. Your motto in life should be to strive, to struggle, not to succeed. Work well accomplished is the joy of life. Success or failure is immaterial. What really matters in life is your ability to adopt action to obligation. Your business lies in action alone, not in the reward accruing from it. Let not the anxiety for enjoying the fruit disturb the course of your action. Just be in the struggle. That becomes your bounden duty. Work on for work's sake. Learn to be indifferent towards pleasure or pain, joy or sorrow, honor or dishonor that may accrue out of your action. Your life is enriched by accomplishment of right action rather than outward success or failure. Take up your work with no axe to grind. Do what you ought to do in life. Go about it in an independent spirit. Work then becomes a pleasure. Pleasure or happiness lies in the garb of work. People do not realize the beauty and grandeur of real work. They entertain worldly motives to work. Develop desire and become attached to the objects of their desires. While trying to fulfill desires, they crave for fruits of their actions. In doing so, they pitch up and pursue self-imposed duties tirelessly and become bound by them. The result of their labor is suffering and sorrow in their lives. Instead, gain freedom and happiness. Cast off all selfish desire and worldly motive appended to your action. Render your work sacred. Surrender to the total plan of nature. Thy will be done should be your attitude to work, not my will be done. Your selfish desires and clingings render your business and life mundane. Work without attachment and craving is worship. That is the principle of renunciation. Why have any motive for work? Work itself is most rewarding, entertaining, blissful. Employ this simple principle of work in practical life. The wide world becomes your temple. All your activities become one divine chant. When you thus begin to work in a spirit of renunciation, the world returns your courtesy. Wealth and prosperity are at your door. That is the law. Remember, work is your creation. You impose duties upon yourself, but you are the ultimate master. Duty need not lord over you. You are your own lord. Not realizing this, you turn pale at the thought of duty, become a mere machine of duty, and get into a fever of doing, hurrying and worrying all the time. Impassioned by your responsibility in life, duties and responsibilities threaten you, harass you day in and day out. You have created a Frankenstein of duty. This is ridiculous. Remember, your self-imposed duties and responsibilities are not indispensable. The world can take care of itself. It does not need your help. nor does it wait for your condescension. The world will go on and on. Nevertheless, work must you perform. You ought to take to work as a prince takes to sport, not as a drudgery or burden. Your life is one big game, full of fun and frolic. The most laborious undertaking pursued in the right spirit is found to be all play. Intense work undertaken thus is no work at all. That should be your attitude to work. Action performed in a spirit of detachment leads you to the state of perfection, to realization of your Supreme Self. Ironically, the scripture defines self-realization as the state of actionlessness, a state transcending all action. Actionlessness cannot be gained by merely renouncing action, but by acting in a spirit of renunciation. You will have to plow through action to transcend action. Use the world to transcend the world, just as you use a thorn to remove a thorn embedded in your flesh. Hence, act on in the world with your mind fixed on the self. You are bound to reach that supreme state.